Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Yeah.
Spicy.
Spicy.
I like a spicy.
Oh, you like a spicy?
Yeah, you like a spicy, boy?
Man, I'm having a hard time today.
What is going on with you?
I got caught up in an Instagram war.
What?
Yeah.
You're like a spicy?
No, Black China tweeted out a picture of me.
Oh, really?
In the bed in which her and Rob Kardashian made that baby.
Are you saying?
That saint baby.
Mm-hmm.
I was just hanging out.
You weren't doing anything.
No. I was just hanging out in the bed.
Because it was at a mattress store, right?
Yeah.
And you guys were all trying out.
So we were all trying out the mattress. You were like just. And I'd given $80 and said, hey, I would like to have a Black China mattress.
Sure.
That got tweeted out. There is a fucking tizzy right now going on.
All over
you, huh? A
hellstorm.
There's a hellstorm. a fire. It is everywhere. No, this Black
You're
China
stupid.
Fucking Rob Kardashian thing. Is it weird I want to see him kill himself?
Kill yourself. I know I say it all the time, but like.
I know.
If you're Rob Kardashian and this is like what it's come to, I think you're done, right?
Well.
I think we've like gone as far as we can go in life.
He tweeted out nude pictures of her because I guess she's been fucking this guy named Ferrari. That's one word. There's no last name on Ferrari.
Is there like a dollar sign in there anywhere? Or
surprisingly
like
not, because there's no S's in that name.
They'll find a place.
So there's no umlaut, there's no tilde, there's no dollar sign. What I find amazing, though, is that you can't be charged for that, like revenge porn, because that's a crime they're charging for now.
Okay, yeah.
He got thrown off of Instagram for tweeting these pictures of her, because what this all started when he found a picture of this dude chilling out in his bed with his robe on. And I'm going to be honest, the robe was spectacular. The robe was very king-like.
Yeah, Kardashian.
Very, very king-like.
Rob knows his robes, and he knows his socks. Everything else he pretty much has, like...
Everybody says he's a sock mogul in all these articles.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I'm a sock mogul. That's what I do. I make socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a sock mogul.
The men in that family go fucking nuts. And so he like goes to mommy in one of the episodes, whatever.
Right.
And it's like, I think this is what I want to do, mom. I want to make socks. I want to do socks. I want to be a part of it. You know, I want you to support me too, mom.
I looked up his socks, though. It's basically just like emojis on normal socks.
They're nice.
They're fine. There's nothing that anybody else couldn't make. Like if you came home and said, hey, my Uncle Timmy made these socks with a fucking, you know, winky face, tongue out emoji on it, I'd be like, oh, all right. Well,
right.
Way to go. It doesn't look that fucking difficult. The fact that he's doing it is now a mogul. Like, oh, God, man, I've got to have those new
much.
Rob Kardashian socks. Not one fucking goddamn second of my life has been spent on, I wonder what designer socks I could get.
You know who does is Lord Disick.
Oh, yeah, the fucking, the other dude.
So, like, basically, Rob Kardashian just makes socks for Lord Disick.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, those kind
of
socks?
Those kind of guys, do you know what I mean, that will wear, like, a pink tie and, like, a little, you know, pocket square and then, like, really nice socks that, like, are shown.
But unless you're rolling up your pant leg, like, fucking, you know.
They do a cross leg.
Goddamn little bow wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, you barely see a sock, let alone what's on the foot of your sock.
Right.
So, like, the socks that they were showing had, like, words on the bottom, and it's like, who is that for?
Right.
Like, if you take off your shoes when you get home, you're running through the house real fast, like, somebody's going to be behind you. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, you need some grip.
It just said too legit to quit on his socks. That's incredible. You're an incredible human, Rob Kardashian.
You're a mogul.
No, but what I would like to see, I think the next logical step is for him to off himself. And I'm not saying this in like a malicious way. I just think for the storyline of the family, if you go all the way back for the Kardashian
because
family,
that's all it's about.
And
right?
I hate to get off on a rant before we even start the fucking show. But you look at, all right, the dad got off OJ, took the bag with him with all the shit in there.
The bag. Where's the bag, Kardashian?
Where's the bag? He takes all that shit with him. OJ gets off. They get divorced. She gets remarried to fucking Bruce Jenner.
Mm-hmm. Bruce.
Bruce. Super straight Bruce Jenner, the manliest man of all time.
Yep.
Who won the decathlon.
Yes.
The hardest competition to win. The daughter has a sex tape that the mom sells.
Sure.
They become massively famous.
Yep.
They do a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger one, the least attractive one at the time, and I'm staying at the time because now she's changed, marries a crackhead in Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
So you got that box checked off.
Mm-hmm.
He almost dies not once, but twice.
Let's talk about there also all the marriages that Kim had, even before.
Oh, yeah. Where she was married at 19 to a record producer.
Yeah, and it was like annulled. And then, okay, but anyway, go ahead.
We're going to get to that.
Sure. Go ahead.
Then Kim ends up marrying Kanye after two weird marriages that dissolve.
Who is
Chris Humphries?
Who's
the dopey fucking NBA player.
Dude.
And then the one before that was some record producer.
Mm-hmm.
She was like 19.
Yeah.
Kanye's the third husband. And
right.
It's fucking Kanye, for Christ's sakes. Like, you know, that's going to be a whole box full of fucking crazy.
Yep. Great television.
Great television. Great. And this is my point of
perfectly
all this.
Perfectly orchestrated by the mother.
So then things kind of die down. The ratings are going south. What's going to happen next?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going to happen next? Bruce Jenner is going to get a divorce. And then fucking get his shit lopped off.
He actually turned
into a transgender.
He didn't go all the way.
Come on.
Mm-mm.
Where'd you hear that? Is that why he wouldn't answer that question on
yeah,
a,
so he hasn't gone all the way yet, which...
So he didn't lop his dick off.
No, which makes people a little skeptical of, like, what this whole thing... Why not?
I've been the whole time.
You're a full-on woman, right?
I've been skeptical the whole time.
Why not get it? Why not get rid of it?
Yeah, I've been skeptical this entire time.
Dad, actually, yeah.
Simply for the fact of, again, why not go all the way?
Why not go all the way?
I think he's going to just switch back over and in a couple
breast
years.
Breast implants are easy to take out, man.
Yeah, those are easy. You know, you got to be a...
Those are
easy.
You
got to pretend you were a chick for a little bit, got a bunch of press.
Mm-hmm.
Then Chloe gets magically skinny.
Right. It's not magic, but yeah.
Well...
She definitely works.
She was a big girl for a long
time. But she's one of those girls like me that like you actually have to work out all the time to maintain.
She did it.
She did.
She makes a comeback.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, well, fuck. Now what's next? Now Rob Kardashian comes out and was just like, hold my beer. I'm just going to go ahead and post.
Sure.
The mother. And by the way, Blac Chyna was married to the fucking guy that Kendall now dates, that Tyga.
Oh shit, that's right. That little circle technically, of love.
Yeah, technically, because they have a kid together.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, that's her uncle. There it is. There it is.
Okay.
So not only you're posting nude pictures of the mother of your children on Instagram multiple times until you get shut down. Then you switch over to Twitter and say game on. I think at this point, the storyline wise,
right. If the mom really wanted to get the ratings up, she would.
It's time for him to come
talk to him.
Nobody's really gonna miss Rob Kardashian. It's not, you know.
You never see him.
I know
anyway.
You're a huge fan of his socks and his whole sock line.
Yeah, me and Lord Disick love it.
But I think this is the perfect time for him to off himself, and then the family regroups and all that other shit.
Sure.
Because let's face it, I don't think Kanye's far behind.
Do you mean killing himself?
Yeah, my over-under is 10 years on Kanye.
And he would do it himself? It wouldn't be like, because
he doesn't do
drugs or anything like that. Yeah.
But I think he would do it himself. Look, he had that 5150 where he got held in that psych ward.
Right.
So I think you give it 10 years. I think the artist in him also realizes, dude, if I die young, my shit's gonna live on forever and I'm gonna be a goddamn champion. I mean,
right,
if you're a true artist and you want to go out on top, that's the best way to do it.
Right.
Best way to do it.
Yeah.
Picasso was having some difficulty. He cut his fucking ear off, you know?
Sure.
And then it was
samesies.
Like, boom. Yeah.
Samesies, twins.
Yeah.
They're practically twins, those two, huh?
I think it's time. I think it's time for Rob to take the plunge.
Yeah,
and just get it over with, because I think it's the best storyline at this point.
Yeah,
I don't know what else can happen anymore.
Because he didn't lose any weight, right?
Who?
Rob. He's still
a big man.
A big man. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he gained a quick 200, and I think you know, now's the time where you're like, yeah,
because he was a good looking kid.
Was.
Back in the day.
He was looked like the father. Looked like the dad a little bit.
Yeah, but like taller and you know, definitely better looking. But yeah, and he was dating some girl, some cheetah girl. Super
cute. Oh yeah,
cute.
That Rita Orla or whatever the fuck her name is.
No. No. But I'll look it up while you're doing sponsors. But anyways, and then he fucked that up and then it was just downhill. So I think in the saga of Rob, We're done.
Man, I got caught up in this.
Woo!
Sorry, this has been on fire. Let's get to some sponsors and get into the show, shall we?
Let's do it.
First and foremost, we have a sponsor that has changed not only my life, but the lives of many men around the world. The brooch fascination is back in style. I'm talking about getting a nice Sunday brooch with your boys. Go get your legs up in some metal stirrups. Go get a nice shave, a nice taint shave right on the gooch, a nice gooch shave. And you got to get them from Straight Razors. Straight Razors has the finest razors in the biz. Big, big fan of their work. They've got the best shaving cream. They've got the best aftershave, the best cologne. It is number one ranked in the world. It is my fucking favorite. I use them every goddamn day. But if you're looking for like a nice classy gift to give to your bro you haven't seen in a while, or maybe he's dating a hairy woman, this is an easy gift. Just go to straightrazors.com, type in the promo code REVOLUTION, you get 20% off. Again, that's straightrazors.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Try their aftershave. Try their Smolder aftershave. If it isn't the best fucking aftershave you've ever had in your entire life, I'll let you slap me across the face. I'll let you slap me across the face next time you see me. That's how confident I am. Next up, we get StrikeForceEnergy.com. A little under the weather today. I needed a little Strikeforce to get my balls going. Sometimes I can feel them just bulging out of the skin. Right out of the skin. And I need to throw a little Strikeforce on them to keep everything under control. Strikeforce Energy is the finest energy drink in the land. It goes in beers, waters, Kool-Aids, liquors, liqueurs, you name it. It comes in a tasty, tiny little tin pouch. You just squeeze it. Or they get a 750 milliliter bottle where you can just boom, boom, squirt, and go. It'll make your life a lot easier to get through the day. Better than 5-hour energy. Kick the can. You don't need the can anymore. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION. You get 20% off. Again, StrikeForceEnergy.com. Promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Next up, we get At Night She Cries While He Rides Steed, the first of a romance novel for dudes, J-Bulls. Oh, boy. Oh, God. Terrible. For those avid listeners, put up the whole audiobook. Boy, I got in some hot water for that one.
What you do for the fans, what you go through.
Boy, I got a call that was like, hey, man, did you really fucking bootleg your own goddamn audiobook to your fans? Yes, it did.
Did it.
It was a long 4th of July weekend. I know everybody had drives. I did it. I got a cease and desist order from Simon & Schuster that said, look, you've 48 hours to take this down. I did take it down. I did. Those episodes are now wiped from the interwebs.
All of them?
All of them. Okay. Can't go back. So the company we use to do it, to do all our podcasting, has a way where you can go in and delete everything across the board and wipe it on the internet, which we used. We've used that on a couple times on our sister show, Drinking Bros, which is funny because in this letter I got from Simon & Schuster, they said you've got to pull this down from Ross Patterson Revolution. But they did not say I had to pull it down from Drinking Bros. So it's currently up on Drinking Bros. If you want to listen to the audiobook for free, again, probably got, I don't know, 2 days left, maybe.
Maybe. If that.
We'll find out.
So what if they download it, will they be able to keep it?
I don't know how that works.
Okay.
I don't know how that works.
Go download it.
Yeah. I'm not really sure how that works. Because again, once you press the delete button and scrub something, I think that's it.
Yeah,
I think that's it from the internet. Okay. It was we've had to scrub a couple episodes before, and I know some people have been like, man, I got to download it and save to my phone. I was like, shit, if it still works, it still works, you know. But good on you, good on you,
Adrian Bailon.
What's Adrian Bailon?
The cheetah girl that like was the beginning of the end.
Is that what caused him to gain like 200 pounds?
That just caused his whole downfall. He was like on the show. He was with this girl. She was super sweet, super awesome. He loved her. They got tattoos. It was like going to happen. Yeah. And then he just thought, you know what? I think there's something better out there.
Oh, he was the asshole.
Yeah.
Huh.
Always.
Wow.
Always. And then you think there's something better.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
And then there isn't.
Robert Kardashian.
And you try and get back with her and she's with someone else, moved on.
Boy.
She's on the talk or something.
Really?
Whatever the all black one is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't really watch those, but.
No.
Good on you.
No.
Amelia Earhart was found this weekend, Jabes. What did you think about that?
Where was she found?
Found.
Oh, she was found, huh?
Yeah.
They found her.
It's Hillary Swank, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, just you could just plug Swank into any dude. Like
I love
roll,
Swank.
Right?
I love Swank.
Do you really love Swank, though?
Long hair, a long-haired Swank is There's nothing like a long-haired swank.
There's nothing sexier than a long, stringy-haired swank.
I can't do a Boys Don't Cry swank, but I can do a long-haired swank.
Really?
Yeah.
She just looks like a dude. Like a fella.
There's something.
She's got fella-like features.
Handsome about her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, but I saw this fucking picture. They're doing this huge documentary on like Discovery Channel on Amelia Earhart.
Mm-hmm.
And they found this picture of her. Her fucking travel dude, and
is this the super blurry, like old
yes.
picture? Okay.
Yeah. So they're doing a whole big fucking doc on this thing of whether or not this is Amelia Earhart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest, we watched something on like Inside Edition or some bullshit, like, which, look, Inside Edition is now above CNN. So
As far as like the kinda, real like
kinda
yeah.
real news.
Yeah.
I kinda bought into it. I'm going to watch this doc, but I kind of bought into it that maybe she landed there.
Well, I guess, in the picture, and what they were saying is that they were like prisoners, like held prisoner, basically.
Or held
they were
captive.
Caught. Yeah.
And that the government did something.
Because they landed in like Korea, something like that. Japan?
Somewhere.
Japan.
I don't know.
I think.
I don't know the name of these islands. Like, it's 1,200 miles past
Hawaii. So basically they're saying that Amelia Earhart survived the crash. And was held captive for God knows how long, but basically that she did actually live.
Yeah.
And are they basing this all on this one picture? I'm not sure. I'll watch the documentary.
But they said the government had covered it up because it was a bad PR story.
I love these documentaries. It's like the Rob Kardashian one. The Robert, the dad.
The father.
The father one where it's like they spend a whole hour just going over like one
item.
One piece of footage that they have, basically, and they just keep like going back to it. I don't know. So we'll see how much more information will be in this documentary. But
yeah, because
if
it's just that photo, that's a stretch.
That's going to be rough. But they could. They can make a whole documentary for one picture.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know if I want to know. I don't know if I want to know.
Well,
because if she died over there and got all fucked up, like,
how fucked is that? Right?
Yeah. The mystery of the plane crash was sweet to me.
Yeah.
Kind of like D.B. Cooper. When the D.B. Cooper thing jumping out of the back of the plane. I don't know what happened to him.
Right.
Everybody says he died and they said it would be scientifically impossible to do what he did.
But
they never found the body or any of the shit. So.
And he was a con man. Yeah. So like if anyone was going to plan it.
Yes.
And it would be him.
The mystery is better to me. I like the mystery better.
Me too. Also because you can't ever really prove it, right? So even like going through all of these pictures, you can like, I don't know. You can go there, but you're never really going to know.
Right.
If they knew, they would know.
No.
They would know, right?
Yeah, they would know.
So it's just going to be one of those speculation pound sign aliens are real shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they are, James. We get that a lot from you.
We do. I get a lot of that.
They are real. And there was a body found in the ancient Azteca or whatever the fuck that is. You saw that picture, right?
Mm.
Of the alien body. Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Aliens are real, Jabes. Mm-hmm. We gotta get those tapes uncovered, unfurled.
We're in the process.
We are in the process. There were many DV tapes, by the way.
Yeah.
I did find them, and they were from 2004.
Are we bringing them to Chicago?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I'm going to give them to Tim Morris.
Yep.
See if we can have these transcoded. It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
Give the fans what they want.
Yeah. Is there somebody dead that you want back, by the way?
Like someone that like disappeared?
Yeah.
Or just dead? Oh. Like a mystery?
Dead or disappeared.
Okay. Olivia Newton-John's husband.
That guy? Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he like...
Rumor is he faked his own death.
Faked his own death. Still haven't found him.
I heard they did, but I don't.
So is he in like jail somewhere?
No, because he's off in some other fucking weird country.
So they're like, there are sightings of him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's been like three sightings of Olivia Newton-John's husband.
That story was always so weird to me, right?
You know, it's weird because it's like, man, you know what you really have to hate your spouse to fake your own death and go to another country forever? Like,
forever.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hatred.
Completely disappear. That's because then she's like, people look at her weird. That's all I think about when I see her now. Is
Same
like
here.
Your husband faked his own death.
Yeah.
and lives in some weird country just to get away from your nightmare.
Yeah.
It's like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
Boy, the two of those. Yeah.
She must have just been living in hell.
Chris Martin's like the nicest guy on the planet.
Most like, I mean, listen, I don't know.
Plays piano. He's an amazing human. And then, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow just like this had enough.
Oh, and a quiet hell. She was just living in a quiet hell. A prison.
Olivia Newton-John's a weird one, though. Like, you wouldn't picture she'd be such a nightmare where you're like. Like, if Chris Martin disappeared from Gwyneth Paltrow, I would get it.
Yeah.
I'd
be like, you're like, ugh. I get it. God, I couldn't
Olivia
handle
Olivia Newton-John's husband, though. Like, that's weird, right?
That's a weird one. Maybe she, like, has, like, IBS or, you know what I mean? It's, like, something like that.
Boy, like Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife.
You would not be able to handle.
No, I'd run for the doors. Mm-hmm. I'd run for the doors. When I saw that Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife, the one who's on
Camille,
Real Housewives of wherever the fuck they are. When I heard that that's why they got divorced, like her IBS was too
you're
much,
all
was
yep,
like, get it,
you're I all get it. It.
Yep. She's fucking shitting all over the house. Like that would have been just.
You know
you're,
who
you're
else
going
has
to the bathroom again?
You know who else has again. A little. It's not IBS, but it's Crohn's, which has the same kind of symptoms. It's Sofia Vergara's dude.
Oh yeah, her husband. Yeah.
No.
Sometimes it seems different, and that's a dude for me. Not that it's not the same hell, because it is. But like for a lady, it's just like, oh man, where's your wife? She's shitting again.
Dumping out.
Yeah, she's dumping out all over the place. That's what she does. I would have faked my own death from Kelsey Grammer's got enough money where he was like, all right, I'm good.
You can take.
You know, you can wipe your ass with these $100 bills for the rest of your life, and you'll be fine. But if that was, I would have faked my own death for IBS if somebody had IBS, where it's just like I can't.
Who do you want to see like a disappearance?
I want to find out what happened to Jake Ryan actually.
Oh yeah.
From 16 Candles.
From every movie that's amazing ever.
I think because women still talk about him to this day.
He's like the epitome.
He's the dude, and he just disappeared from acting and never returned again.
And just wanted to live a normal life and like build furniture or something, which is just kill me.
Virginia or somewhere.
Amazing.
And he never came back. Like
not for interviews, not for anything.
You never not see those people come back. Like,
yeah. Like
he
Molly
just fucking bounced.
What's her name? Is it Molly?
Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald's everywhere.
Yeah,
she'll do every interview for the thing.
She's on
reunion,
Dancing with the Stars.
She's
got TV shows, all that shit.
He was in Mermaids and Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, which are
three classics. To you,
he
James.
Played to me, to everyone who knows cinema.
Yeah, no, that's true.
he played the same guy in everything, which is just this like quiet, probably just how he really is.
Yeah.
How I picture him.
Troubled.
That's how I picture him. Like in Virginia, just like building furniture with his like wife and kids and just like
his
anytime.
Wife's got IBS and he loves it.
And
like
he's still
with
cool
it.
With it and just like a great dude and like.
He built her an outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. for her problem. Like, hey.
Yeah. But like a really nice one.
Yeah.
That she could like hang out in and like live if she wanted to.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a separate house for her to live.
It's very
in.
Spring. There's fresh flowers in it.
Mm-hmm.
He waters the flowers. That way she can feel like she's taking a shit in nature.
Yeah, when she's having like a flare up.
Yeah, yeah.
Then she can kind of like, if she want, like I said, if she wants to stay out there always,
when
she
she's
can.
Got a real tsunami going on between her butt cheeks.
She goes
right out to that outhouse.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That he built her.
There's a trip wire that just lights all these candles in there. As soon as she opens the door.
It's just like Febreze.
Yep. A trip wire for the outhouse. Just to,
A trip wire for Febreze and lavender candles. Mm-hmm.
Everything is lit up.
Everything's lit up.
It plays like... that fucking
Enya. Ooh,
yeah,
wah,
yeah.
We
yeah.
Wah, ooh, wah, ooh,
it's got. It's got 5.1 Dolby surround sound in it. Yeah.
And it,
yep. There's a 4K on the back of the door that mm-hmm. just plays like waterfalls, like mm-hmm. soothing.
It reclines back into a bed if you want.
Oh, God. She gets shit lying
down. I'm actually talking about my dream now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That Gross. Sounds amazing, that little house.
That's probably what Jake Ryan's doing right now. Mm-hmm. Building custom outhouses.
But again, we'll never know. Can someone please do like a documentary, like Finding Jake Ryan?
Dude.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Finding Jake Ryan would
if
be great.
I saw that on Indiegogo, I would give money. No question.
Yeah.
So yeah. Do it. Get it together, guys.
Yeah. by the way, we watched your new Bourdain last night.
Yeah. There. I mean,
Is that in the new season?
It's the newest that's on Netflix, but
is he just a Netflix guy now?
No, it's CNN. So it airs on CNN, but it's such a weird time that I never really get them until
it's like, why the fuck is that on CNN?
Why it's on CNN. And again, it's like not, it's really weird times, but so the new episodes just got on to Netflix, which is where you can binge them all, which is the only
Dude,
place
we,
to do
we
anything.
Watched,
my God.
Jesus Christ. The production value has gotten amazing.
That 0.0 is the fucking shit now.
What else
and
do they do? What else do they do, those guys?
That's just him. So I think they maybe do Mind of a Chef and other things that he executive produces, but
right.
that I believe that it's just his production company that he's been working with since the beginning of like No Reservations,
right.
Parts Unknown. But Jesus. It's like not even a travel food show anymore. It's just like a full-on documentary.
Dude, we watched it last
night.
I felt like I was watching an indie, like
yeah,
an indie
man.
Film for an hour. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is good. Really good. I bring him up simply for the fact of everybody was talking about this Baby Driver movie, which looks really good.
Yeah.
Came out over the weekend, did pretty well.
Yeah.
It's like the first original movie out of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Bourdain just put a tweet up that just said, fuck Baby Driver.
What?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He's an odd.
He's such a weirdo.
He's such an odd asshole. And like.
Like, I love him. But yeah. he's my illegitimate father, which we all know.
Sure.
But he's such a what were we watching? We were watching last
Even
night.
Even last night, he said he was totally miserable.
So he was in Buenos Aires.
The job
he's
of his.
He's paid to go to Buenos Aires,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
To just like eat and hang out and
five-star
hotels. And he's talking to this therapist, which I guess it. Buenos Aires is like the therapist capital of the world.
Brazil is, they said, yeah.
Which is really weird, like per capita the most. And everyone goes to a shrink and it's like no big deal. So he was talking to the shrink and just being like, yeah, I'm just miserable. Like, I don't, you know, I'm just like, I'll have moments of like, oh, this is awesome. But I'm just like,
no. All he does is eat great food, travel around the world.
Do you understand
miserable.
That he's miserable? Like, do you understand why he's miserable? Like,
no, but I know we talked about this. I saw he got divorced where it was just like, you know.
Because you're on the road 200 days out of the year.
Yeah, I guess. But like, if you're that age, does he have kids?
Yes, he has one kid.
Oh, he does. How old is the kid?
I think she's like... I'm not sure. It was like a late in life thing.
All right, because I was like, why doesn't the wife just go? But... You know.
Yeah, it was like a late in life thing that he had like a kid when he was like older.
Sure.
And then got a divorce, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something else deeper there with that guy.
Something else there. Because like everything that he's doing, you're just like, oh my God.
No.
Amazing.
And he's a snobby little dick about shit. Like, you know, he did one of his shows with Obama and what was it, fucking Vietnam or something?
Oh yes.
Yeah. And they had like noodles or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, would you have Trump on? Because he's the president. He's like, fuck no, I wouldn't have Trump on. And it was just like, yeah, he's just one of those guys.
Yeah.
I can't figure his whole sitch out. It's weird though, because I'm able to separate it. I enjoy his show. We watched that fucking thing last night. I was locked into
like
that.
Like I said, it's amazing. And like, he's my dad. So it's like hard for me because it's like,
right.
Dad, like just life is good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You know?
You really want Bourdain to be your dad.
I mean, I love my dad, but I feel like everything that he loves is like everything that I love. So it's kind of like.
Sure. You wish.
Well, it was just like, that's where I got it from. My dad, Anthony Bourdain. You know what I mean?
Because I think he's just going rolling through these countries, banging these girls. Like last night, I thought he was banging the therapist.
For sure. They like. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
He has these
weird experiences, and then he's all alone.
And then he feels bad about himself. And, you know, travel that many days, like, in different places, I guess that's hard, but
200 days out of the year.
You're in a different hotel. You're in a different, they do like that crazy production schedule, right? You're in a different place every, 3 days or something?
Yeah, I wonder how many episodes he shoots a year and how much time they spend on it. Because those new ones, it looked like that was pretty lengthy. But, I would say he's probably in these cities maybe 5 days.
Yeah.
Travel for a couple, get reacclimated, and then get after it. But
the one before that was Greek Isles, and he really? Just lived, he just stayed in this like huge villa, like amazing. And he even there was like, and I'm all alone, and was like acting like it was shitty.
Right, right. That's what he does, man. That's fucking Dad, Bourdain, dude.
Dad.
Yeah. That's fucking Bourdain.
That's my dad. You know, what can I say?
Yeah.
I love him.
That is classic Bourdain. I don't know what the fucking, I don't know what his end all be all deal is. Because how long has that show been on the air?
A while.
Yeah. So it's like at this point, he's probably seen every place, right?
I think so. I mean, he's reaching. He did like Montana this season. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like
he did a Waffle House in South Carolina.
Yeah. South Carolina was cool. But like when you're going to Montana to like find the parts unknown, it's like, okay.
Yeah,
like you've gone to everywhere.
He's out of parts.
He's out of parts that are unknown to him.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He'd have to go to like.
Because even me at this stage in my life, I think I've been to like, I want to say 42 out of the 50 states.
Okay.
It's not too many parts that are unknown to me at this point, where I'm like, oh, there might be, you know, there's obviously going to be cool restaurants and bars that I don't know about, but as far as like the region, the lands, like. At this point, he's probably double tracked through these terrains, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's like doubled up on some places.
Yeah.
I like when he does weird shit like Jersey and then just like the, because he always does like the underbelly. He also did Chicago, which I found a restaurant that we're going to go to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did he do the south side of Chicago or?
No.
Strange.
Yeah. Didn't go to that
strange
part.
Strange he wouldn't go there.
Unknown. Yeah. He stayed,
he stayed in the parts known there. He definitely stayed in the parts known in that fucking town.
Screedle deedle dee, screedle deedle dee, screedle deedle dee.
Yeah, Bourdain really did it.
He's really living his life.
Really fucking did it, that guy. Yeah. Because I'm still able to hate him, and we watch the goddamn shit. You know,
it looks amazing. Looks amazing.
I read an article today about the last porn theaters. and this was like in the LA Times, by the way. Okay. I didn't really understand this. It says, the top of the article just splashed the last porn picture shows. Once dotted with dozens of adult cinemas, LA now only has two. I'm going to be real with you. That's too many.
Yeah.
It's too many. I never understood the allure of wanting to watch porn in front of other people in a theater. You can't do anything about it. Like, what's your cinematic experience of like, hey, man, you got to sit here and just watch 90 minutes of porn, but you're unable to touch yourself.
You can't jerk off?
No. You're not allowed to jerk off in a theater.
Oh,
that's what happened to Pee Wee and fucking all those guys. They got popped for doing that. Like, you can't
all
just
those guys.
Roll in. Like, yeah, you don't have a separate seat with like a box around you.
I don't understand that fucking weird shit.
I don't either.
But, you know, I don't understand a lot of weird ass shit. But
I never understood, like, the peep shows on that shit. Because when I was in grad school in New York, after high school, they still had a bunch open. Now, they had peep shows open in some of those those you could jack off in, I guess, if you paid like 50 cents.
Okay.
Like the window would go up, but you were in a booth by yourself.
Okay.
These are like theaters where it was just like, oh, hey, we're playing porn all day. It's like, what? Why would you sit back and, you know, man, I just got to take in a good old fashioned porno today. Like, I really need to stretch my legs.
But even like the video
take
stores.
In a good old fashioned porno.
Like, there's one by us that's just like, still grabbing the DVDs.
The XXX.
Still got to go get
store.
The DVDs. Like,
who's buying DVDs of
porn
anymore?
DVDs.
Yeah, I mean that's a phone app now. Like,
I mean,
I don't understand it. you know, because the sex tapes are pretty much kind of done. I mean, that's all digital now, and it's like, yeah. Oh, it's sweet. What are you going to really do with that? You know, you own the rights to them, but yeah, the porn is on his last legs, pun intended.
Yeah.
Pun intended. Porn is almost done. Like those AVN awards and shit like that, you know, that they have out in Vegas.
Yeah.
For
I mean, porn is not done. It's just done.
They've got to figure out a different business model. I mean, they're like, you know, it's just weird shit now. Like, there is no. Remember the
so
old
you're
movies?
Not making
we were talking
money,
about it with somebody else. Remember those old movies of like Cocky Balboa and.
Yeah.
Porn on the 4th of July, like that type right. of shit where you're just like,
right.
oh, yeah.
Forrest
they used to
Hump.
Make, yeah, they used to make sweet porns out of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
So they're not making money off their productions. Like those high, like.
No.
Here's the porns
they're
that
not.
I. The porns that I don't like.
They're not.
If we're going to get into it.
Sure.
Are the ones that are really overproduced. Like the girls are really hot. And
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a high
yeah.
production value.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't like those.
Yeah.
Shut those right down.
Right. It's the amateur, like
yeah.
the dirty, gross ones.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones that can make money these days because
right.
there's no budget.
Okay.
You don't
so
see those
no
slickly
one's really,
produced
yeah.
Porns anymore, you know?
No one's really making money from
Pirates
the porn.
Of the Caribooty. Like, you don't see that, you know?
Pirates of the Caribooty.
Yeah, whatever it was, you know?
I don't know. Let's go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, yeah, but you don't see that. It was a big production. They did one that was like $1.2 million, and they thought, by the way, they thought 3D was going to be the way.
Porn 3D?
Oh, yeah. So, like, there was a couple porn 3Ds where, like, you know, you shoot out to the crowd, and it's just like, oh, my God, there's sperm whizzing by my head. Like, that's amazing.
Shut up.
They're dead serious. They thought that was going to be the way. The only way I see their way back is in that virtual world. Where they're wearing the headsets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I think that's
But then
the,
still, it's like, how are
the
you
next
really
frontier.
Making money? Ads, I guess, right? Those ads that pop up.
No, because you're going to have to buy the programs to stick your fucking thing in there, you know? Or you're gonna have to buy the movies or whatever to go in there. Because it's not like Pornhub is going to be virtual reality accessible immediately or anything like that. Like, I think you're going to have to rely on movies and be like, oh, shit. Yeah, I'm in the fucking Amazon jungle. but yeah, I was really surprised when I saw that article in the LA Times. They made it seem like, oh, man, we've lost. It's the age of innocence is gone.
Oh, God.
There's only two porn theaters left.
We're good.
In the entire
We're
state.
We're good on those.
Just like, Jesus,
And
man.
Then, like, drive-ins are all gone. Do you know what I mean? It's
sure.
like we
yeah.
still have two porn theaters.
Yeah.
And I can't go to a fucking drive-in movie theater right now?
I would say there's probably around two drive-ins in every state. You know, it's my dream, right? I just want
to
open
what?
Up a drive-in theater.
Let's do it, dude.
I know. It's expensive. I looked into the pricing of it. Because you got to get the land. Well, look. You know,
if
you want to get it in a decent city. And you got to get all the land and insurance and shit like that. You know, in case anybody gets killed or driven over.
Oh,
you know?
Shit. Because we used to, I guess that's true, huh? Because we used to go park first and then we would play like football and
go on
catch
the swings,
and
do
just,
the whole
like,
shit.
Run. Literally, we were just running all around in between cars. I guess if one of them backed up, we would have died.
We had one in college by Ohio State, and we used to go all the time. Go to Long Dong Silver's.
I loved it.
Platter up.
Loved
you know?
It.
One person would hide in the trunk.
Platter up.
Yeah, you get platters at the Dongers.
And you would bring the fish with you to the...
Well, it was battered, so it was, you know, fish, chicken, shrimp.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, Billy. Real good stuff.
Gross.
Yes.
Okay.
So that
get a platter of fish and take it to the fucking drive.
Were they hush puppies, French fries?
Okay.
Is the jam load up?
I guess
somebody would hide in the trunk,
thing.
And then it was always a double feature.
Okay.
double feature.
Yep.
Like I said,
yes,
little under
yes,
the weather.
It was. Yeah,
yeah
it was
a double feature, so you could watch two shits.
Mm-hmm. two movies.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could watch.
You could watch two shits.
Yep. You could watch two shits. I remember watching Independence Day at the drive-in.
Yes, I think. No, I didn't.
Yeah, Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
Hated that movie. But
really?
But I watched it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What is wrong with you, dude? What is wrong with you?
I've seen a lot of its drive-in movies. Like, I saw Shawshank in a drive-in.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not like the best way to see a movie. To be real, it's not.
Ah!
It's not the best quality.
The one that I had, but here's the thing, fun. The one that I had was off of radio stations, so you didn't have to put that little.
But still, you can't see. It's not like a great.
I had a great view.
Great quality. Okay.
I had a great view.
Okay.
And the sound was great, and you could turn it up depending upon like how good your stereo system was.
Sure.
And mine was always choice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was a fun time we had.
We went in our Bago.
Our old Winnebago, and
then like the top of the Bago is always like flat, so you can go up there, set up your fucking chairs, pull the speaker all the way up.
You guys had a sweet Bago growing up?
Sweet Bago, dude. The like boxy Bagos.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, dude. With the bed over the driver's seat. Do you know what I'm saying?
Where it goes
over the top there.
Yeah. Because there's, look, the only way you could really feel safe is sleeping over the driver in a Bago.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
on a long journey.
Because
if you get hit head on,
old Bago, yeah, dude.
You get head on, you want to be right above
and
that
you
driver.
You want that bed to just kunk fall right down.
Yeah.
Onto like if you stop really fast, you want to just go right through the front windows onto the street, right?
Yeah, the most violent car crash I ever saw was one of those Bagos that got just
no. Because they're like
shreds.
They just like crumple
six,
too.
Yeah, six family members died in this motherfucker. And I was just like, oh,
wow,
God.
Way to really bring the mood back up from our
drive-in
days.
Well, look, if you got an old Bago out there, be careful.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay.
All I'm
okay. Thank you.
You know?
Thanks. Jeez.
We're all reminiscing
about the drive-in. You're like, yeah, man.
Yeah,
I saw a really bad crash.
Those of you
six family members
driving a Bago out there.
Oh God!
Be safe. Use your Bago safely.
The Winnie.
The Windog. Speaking of Winnies, by the way, aka Bagos, a little Scott Bago,
a little Windog millionaire,
a little Winn-Dixie. I wish I had a Bago when I was in LA last.
Like a week ago. Oh, okay. Yeah.
God, did I tell you, I don't know if I told you the story. It was super embarrassing. I'll tell you now.
Oh, all right. That's the best place
to tell it, I think.
It's
over now.
Sure.
But I get in. We're getting ready for all these meetings. Can't check into my Airbnb for like an hour. Right?
Okay.
Driving from the airport to Hollywood, and I'm going up through like Crescent Heights and all that shit. And I'm in this brutal traffic, and I had just gotten off a plane for like, you know, five fucking hours or whatever. Brutal traffic, and I'm stuck in traffic. Traffic.
Okay.
Can't go anywhere, bumper to bumper.
Okay.
And I'm on a road that there was no turn downs. Like, I couldn't turn down. I couldn't go anywhere.
Okay. Couldn't pull over.
And I had to fucking piss like it was my last second on this earth.
What?
Where it was just like, oh my God, I cannot hold this. I had a bottle of classic LA kombucha.
Had to.
Yeah. Had a bottle of that, which is a big bottle, by the way.
Sure.
That's a big 16,
mm-hmm.
16 ounce bottle.
Hmm.
At a minimum, I think.
Sure.
Maybe a little more. Who knows?
Yeah.
Anywho's, I was just like, I gave in. Like, I was just like, oh, I can't fucking do this. I pulled over on the side of Crescent Heights because there was a, you know, you could park along like some residential houses.
This is residential.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I pissed in a jar, in a kombucha jar.
Okay.
16, again, could be 16, might be 20 ounces. I don't know how big this is.
Right.
I was panicking. I started to see myself going past it.
Filling it up past the point.
Couldn't stop. Couldn't stop. And I was like, "Oh my God!" I didn't know what to do. I couldn't. And I'm on the side of the road, so the traffic is still there. I'm next to a residential house. I can't do anything, and I also can't open up my door, because then my door would have been in the traffic.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh fuck. The floors, the mats were all rubber in there. I just kept going. I pissed all over the mats. I had to stop at a, and I just shamed. I mean, just
God.
Ashamed of myself. Like,
you should be.
There is nothing like putting a cap on a warm bottle of urine, of kombucha. Yeah.
God.
So I put the cap
it's
on
so
it.
So hot right now. That's like making me sick.
Yeah. I put the cap on it. I put it like in the, in the thing, and then like pissed all over the rubber mats. I don't even, ounce wise, I would have said the final tally was probably somewhere in the 23 to 24 ounce range.
That you peed out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So I'd stop at a car wash, wash off these mats, and then put them back in. And,
you're fucking gross, dude.
But it was real.
I mean, I get it, but you're gross.
Yeah.
But that's also what? That's LA traffic.
And I was writing a buddy of mine's, Matt Best, a story about one of his stories about him. He had a similar situation happen to him, and that's where I got the idea where I was just like, oh, fuck it.
I'll just go
on the rubber mats. Yeah. Yeah.
Just go on the rubber mats. That's what the story, like.
Well, no, I mean, that's kind of where you're left. Whenever you're in a rental car.
Yeah.
Because if it's your own, you're going to make every effort you can not to piss it on your own car.
For sure.
When it's not your own, you're looking for, you know, safety of like, all right. Where am I going to go? Where's the safest? Like, how are they not going to know that I pissed all over their car?
Oh, my God.
And look, I'll be honest with you. I treat a rental car real, real bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, the same way we treat a hotel room, really.
Yeah, we get the coverage, and it's like, hey, this is my time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we left a fucking car seat in there.
Oh, yeah.
There's usually 19 half-drank bottles of water in L.A., some fucking kombucha.
Yep.
And some goddamn In-N-Out wrappers.
And coffee cups. Starbucks.
Boy. When you turn that in, it is just bulls on parade.
You might as well just not even stop.
No.
You just kind of like roll
out.
Might
as well just crash it right into the wall.
Yep, yep.
Thrifty and be like, here you go.
Here you go. And just like run across the street naked.
Yep. I've already paid for gas.
I've already pissed in it.
Yeah, I've already pissed in it. I've already paid for gas. What else is there to do?
I've already paid for this damage.
Yeah.
You know, I actually don't know why we don't just like leave it at our terminal and just like walk away from it.
Oh, that would be the best, wouldn't it?
And just be like, all right, well, come and get it. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
That is a level of rich, though.
Yes.
That's like, hey, guys.
I think we were talking about that. I think we saw like a Porsche just like parked.
Yeah.
And we're like, did somebody just be like, fuck it, call the tow truck. Do you know what I mean? Just like,
I'll be back when I'm back.
I'll be back in like a week. I'll pay the storage fee. But like, can you just come tow my Porsche? I was super late.
I wonder what the inside of a rental car is like after Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife has been in it. And with the IBS, you know she's gone once or twice and just wiped it on the seat where it's just like,
oh, yeah. In traffic?
Yeah.
In traffic, for sure. That's what I thought you were going to say because I know.
I would
a
never,
couple.
I like, there's not one time where I've had a dump out in a bag.
I've known a couple people. I've heard a couple stories of dudes
in
that were
car?
Just like, had to, dude. You're in traffic and you're like, something happened. You get sick, whatever it may be. And you're just like, the traffic is so bad that you're literally dead stop.
Boy, it would
for
it
long
would take a
periods
lot
of time.
For
it
me
would
to
take
jump
a
out
lot
in a car.
For sure.
I'd go in somebody's yard.
I think it was Brian Callen that maybe has that story.
Well, maybe. I'd go in somebody's yard, I think, at that point where I'm just like, hey, guys.
Ew, you think?
I think you have to make that decision of like, man, I am really fucking embarrassed about my whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're like, at this point, if I'm this embarrassed about my own shit, it's either I shit on myself in the car or I get out and go in somebody's yard. Well, they're going to at least know, like, either he's either homeless or he really had to go. I don't think there is.
You have to go in someone's yard. Like, why can't it just be like,
nobody's going to let you in their house. So,
their house, but I mean, like, why does it have to be in a yard? Like, why don't you go, like, behind something?
Hypothetical.
Like, in an alley, maybe.
I'm going to pose this
hypothetical. Like, why do you go to the yard with the kids playing and just,
what
like,
if some
drop
stranger
your pants?
Pulled up to the house in a decent vehicle. Like, we'll say, like, a Jeep Cherokee, right? Let's say he's in a Jeep Cherokee, and he just pounded on the door and was like, hey, I know we don't know each other. I just need to take a fucking shit in your house.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not.
So you go yard.
No, I'm not saying in the house. I'm just saying, like, why does it have to be a yard, like someone's yard?
Where else are you going to go?
In an alley, behind something, like.
You could go shit in an alley.
Behind a store.
There's not many alleys you're driving down where you're like, oh, man, I got to take a shit. Like, you know, because at that point you're looking for a store.
Like, I would run into a field. Like, I would run into, like.
You're looking for a store.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and
I don't think you have time. Like, if the people that have the stories of shitting in their car, I don't think they even have time for any of that.
Yeah,
I think it's just like, this is happening. You know about that?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
This is happening.
This is the problem. We've got to let it happen.
This is happening, and yeah, it's just coming out.
Stay with a buddy of ours over the weekend, and he confirmed the story to Jesse. We're both of us we ran. We sprinted our entire, like, as fast as we could,
mm-hmm.
got to the doors, and then just jiggled the keys, couldn't find the hotel door.
You were somewhere in, like, middle America, right?
We were in Roswell, New Mexico, actually.
And someone told
you. Where the aliens are. Yeah. Somebody told us in town. We were like, man, we're looking for a great Mexican place. And they're like, oh, you're going to love this. They're like, I know it sounds weird, but they have these tacos at this gas station, this Mexican place inside a gas station. We were like, what? Two people told us that. So we went and we were like, yeah, this must be amazing. And then found out the hard way on the way home.
And okay, so you guys ran. You're like trying to open the doors to your hotel.
Couldn't
it's
do
not
it.
Working.
Because there were those old school keys where you're like, one of those giant skeletons.
And
keys.
You were in costume from what I remember. So you're in these short, cutoff shorts.
Yeah, we were filming a TV show. Yeah.
And it just went.
And there was nothing
was
you
just,
can do.
There's nothing you can do.
That was the only day I was grateful because of what we were wearing that day. The only thing that we could wear underneath those was tidy whities.
Right.
And I to this day, I've never worn a pair of tidy whities in my life.
Right.
And that was the only thing that saved us from, like, oh, man. Because, look, a boxer brief, that's coming out the sides.
Sure.
At least the tidy whities keeps it
a little bit contained. Yeah. I think they're made for that.
God bless those maids who ever had to clean out their showers afterwards.
Oh my
you know
God.
What I'm saying? This is turning weird. This turned really super weird. Let's swing it back around. Let's swing the bago door open. Let's invite a few more people back in.
Okay, great.
Let's get to the revolutionary figure of the day, shall we, Jabes?
We shall.
This one goes out to John Hughes.
Oh.
Yeah. Created 16 candles.
Yeah.
He also created some of the greatest fucking teen movies of all time. I mean,
the greatest. I'm going to go the greatest.
Yeah. What's your favorite John Hughes movie? Gun to head. What do you got?
Yeah. I would have to say 16 candles, I think.
Oof. Yeah.
I would have to go through because I'll be like, oh my gosh, that, you know?
Sure, sure. Because I'm going to.
What are you going to say?
Boy, I'm gonna bring you back here.
Okay.
Because you got 16 candles. You got Weird Science.
All right. I wasn't Weird Science.
Really? Mm-mm. God damn it!
Breakfast Club.
Science.
I love Breakfast Club. Pretty in Pink. Done.
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in
yeah.
Pink. Done.
Pretty in Pink.
No question. Absolutely. Top to bottom.
Gotta go. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Cool. Well.
Gotta go. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Christmas Vacation, he wrote. Home Alone, he wrote. The Great Outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
She's Having a Baby.
Sure.
K-Bakes.
Yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Didn't mind Some Kind of Wonderful. I got down.
Mr. Mom. I mean, I love Mr. Mom.
Right.
With Michael
Blaine.
Keaton.
Blaine.
God. I mean, he even went on to write 101 Dalmatians. And Beethoven's Third. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did not know that he did Beethoven's Third.
That he really...
No,
yeah.
But I would say... And the reason why he's the revolutionary figure of the day this week is... With all of the just fucking nonsense coming out, like, I haven't gone to the movies in a while now at this point. It's just, I miss this. I miss these movies. And I miss a guy who makes these movies. And, In my opinion, he was the best to ever do it as far as telling a story in a teen world.
But not making it stupid or campy.
No.
Like, it was just like making it smarter than a lot of people make teen movies now. Do you know what I'm saying?
There is no teen movie now, so that's dead. I mean, there hasn't been. Can you name the last teen movie that there was?
No, thank you.
I can't either. I can't even name it.
I'm not going to do that.
I can't even name one. And not only was he making them greats, but I mean, they still hold up. Like, fuck, man. I caught.
Like, I'm going to watch Pretty in Pink right now.
Yeah, I caught every time. Dude, he wrote Career Opportunities too. Shit. Fucking Curly Sue. God damn it. He's done it all. Like it's just the best. I caught Ferris Bueller's Day Off the other day. It was on, and I was just like, shit, still holds up.
Did he do Dutch? Do you remember Dutch? Oh,
big fan of Dutch.
Dude, I got down with Dutch.
He did. He did do Dutch. Dutch was a great one.
I fucking love Dutch. Yeah,
Dutch was great. He just made him seem more realistic and fucking cool, man.
Right.
And I miss films like that. Because it was 4th of July weekend. Usually, I say almost every year of my life, I've gone to the movies on 4th of July weekend. This was the only time I... Yeah. Because usually the big summer blockbuster's out, something cool, you know?
I love that Bourdain. Fuck Baby Driver.
Yeah,
what
fuck Baby Driver.
What the fuck? I'm going to have to see it now.
I know. And everybody says that's great. So hopefully, you know, it's something cool and original out. But John Hughes, the best, one of the
Cheers.
Best to ever do it. Yes.
I mean, amazing.
For sure. To anybody out there in traffic who's listening to this right now, if you have to piss in your cars, take shit in the yard.
Listen, do it.
I support you.
No shame.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Been there.
Yeah. We've all been there. So do without any shame. If you got rubber mats, go ahead and piss on those. Those will wash off the easiest.
Easy to clean. Easy to just hose off.
If you're
off.
Double bottling it. That was the other thing. I noticed. Like if I would have double bottled it.
Yeah. If you would have had two. Yeah.
Could have been just fine.
Yep, that would have been the answer.
It wasn't, though. It wasn't.
Or like a bigger Gatorade bottle, I've heard, is like the way.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's hard to fill up one of those bigger Gatorades. Yeah.
That's, look, I don't drink much Gatorade anymore. I wish I did, but especially on that day.
Sure.
That would have been a championship welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I filled up a Gatorade bottle before.
Yeah.
Full Gatorade bottle.
I think it's pretty standard.
That's hard. It's hard to do.
I think everyone's done it once.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to do.
Right.
But just know that the Ross Patterson Revolution is here for you. Hopefully my soothing voice can talk you through it.
You'll be fine.
Keep going.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Black out. Put blinders on the cars around you.
Mm-hmm.
Be who you were meant to be.
Yep.
And just really focus.
It's just a human. It's a bodily function.
Yep. That's all it is.
We all do it.
That's all it is.
Keep on going, buddy.
Use your socks first if you're going to wipe.
Oh.
You can still drive with your feet.
You might
shoes
be
on.
Filling it up.
Yep. Yep.
You might be getting close to the top. I don't know.
Jesus Christ. We're going to end this. And then to the last two remaining porn theaters in Los Angeles, congratulations. Congratulations on staying open.
Congratulations, you fucking filth pocket. I mean, X video.
Filth pocket.
filth pockets.
Yeah.
X video. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, Pornhub. Jeez. Use it.
Twitter. I mean, not Twitter. Tumblr.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, look, for the Jablers, Jesse Wiseman, I am Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Dump out, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.